Hey, welcome back to The 5 Minute Strategist. Today, I want to talk about how we juggle all the possibilities of innovation in our small businesses with the focus and dedication that we need to hit our business goals. Entrepreneurs love to innovate. We love the new stuff. It's what gets us excited about business. But without us having focus, those ideas stay just that. And we land up frustrated that nothing seems to change. We need to find a way to balance innovation with focus so that we can have all the creative ideas that we have as entrepreneurs, but we ground them in practicality and align them with our business goals. Recognizing when you're struggling with this battle between innovation and focus is crucial for you as the CEO. You might notice that you have a pattern or the business has a pattern of starting projects. Lots of enthusiasm, but halfway through, we seem to get distracted by the next big idea. We're off chasing that squirrel. So we're tilted a little bit towards innovation over focus. On the other hand, if you find yourself deep in the weeds of the day-to-day and you're focused on perfecting processes and offers, but you're not paying attention to what's happening in the market, you're leaning a little towards focus over innovation. Some other symptoms that things are out of whack is your team being scattered, where they don't have clear priorities. It can also look like an excessive offer suite. We talked about this yesterday. Or you have a business plan that changes so frequently, there's almost no point in making one. These are your red flags. If any of these are ringing true for you, it's time for you to take a moment and assess. Your execution, that focus, is the bridge that goes from idea to a tangible result. This is where you create value for your customers. When you create value for your customers, you create value for the business. Where you can master this focus, that's where you deliver on your promises, your reputation gets built, and that's what's going to sustain you for long-term growth. Where you don't have this focus, you're going to miss opportunities, you're going to waste resources, and ultimately, if you keep going, your business is going to fail. We have to remember that as entrepreneurs, no matter how much we love an idea, and oh boy, do I love an idea, it doesn't matter. It can be the best idea in the entire world, but it only has value when you execute on it. And that execution requires focus. On the flip side, we want the innovation because that's where we as entrepreneurs excel. We can look at the status quo and see what it could be. And when it's harnessed correctly, innovation can revolutionize industries, create whole new markets, drive growth, create things we never imagined. But it's important to remember that innovation doesn't just have to be about creating new offers or new products. Innovation is also about rethinking the details of how you do business, the details of your customer experience, the details of your customer delivery, the details of your operations. It's rethinking how you do business, not just what you offer. If you're an innovative business, it means you are agile. You can adapt to the marketplace and to your customers quicker than your competitors, which can differentiate your business and gives your customers and your prospects a reason to choose you over the competition. But we have to be wary because we really love innovation. And if we leave it go unchecked, we're chasing after every single new idea. We don't evaluate whether it's feasible. We don't think about whether it's in line with our company goals. And this can make us scattered. And that means our resources get stretched. No project actually gets the attention it needs. It means we bring complexity into what we're doing as we try to stick things together to make them work in some half-hearted way. And what happens is our customers get confused, our team members get burnt out, and ultimately our brand suffers. So what we're looking for is that balance where instead of stifling innovation, we manage it with a clear vision and a framework and a strategy. Ideally, you want to have some form of innovation pipeline, so that you feel like you've captured the idea, and then when you're ready, it's sitting there waiting for you. It allows you to stay focused on what you're doing, but know that the idea has been kept safe for you. Then when it comes time to do the next thing in your business, you can evaluate these ideas against each other, against your priorities, against their impact that they could have on the business goals, and then pick what you're going to implement and focus on. And then when you've picked your ideas, you want to adopt a fail-fast approach. So do small-scale experiments to test those ideas that you're thinking about implementing to make sure that you pick the right ones and only put resources to proven concepts. What's important here is to remember that you as the CEO set the tone for innovation versus focus. If you are off chasing new ideas all the time, your team are going to adapt to that and try and chase it with you. That's potentially going to burn them out. And you can't then turn around and be frustrated that they're not focused and delivering on the things that you've asked them for. So you need to find a way to have the ideas that light you up, manage the ideas, evaluate them in terms of your strategy, and then pick the ones that are going to give you the biggest bang for your results buck. Just because an idea is exciting doesn't mean it's the right idea for you or for your business. Or if it is the right idea, it doesn't mean right now is the right time either.